Chapter 1, Firefly Summers. The highway into Willow Creek unwound before Ava like an old ribbon, frayed at the edges and sun-bleached in patches, as if the years since she'd last driven it had worn it down to memory. Her tires hummed over familiar curves, the same roads she and her mother used to take in late June, their windows open to the thick, sweet air that only belonged to this place in summer. With every mile, the landscape became more intimate. Meadows blooming gold with wildflowers, stretches of woodland dark and lush. The hush of late afternoon settling over the world. The lake appeared suddenly on her left, the sun catching its surface and scattering diamonds across the water, so achingly beautiful it almost hurt. For a moment, she loosened her grip on the steering wheel, exhaling, as if her body might finally believe she'd come home. She slowed for the turn that would bring her into town proper, the old green and white sign. Welcome to Willow Creek, EST 1883, still leaning at the edge of the road, paint chipped, but somehow steadfast. Past it, the world shrank into something she could hold in her heart. The cluster of weathered cottages at the edge of the lake, their porches already blooming with potted geraniums, the dock stretching out into deep water, just as it had every summer since she could remember, the faint tang of fish and pine and engine oil on the air, a scent that always made her feel 10 years old again. Her hands tightened involuntarily as the silhouette of the inn came into view. Even from a distance, the place felt suspended between worlds. The old timber beams and gabled roof, white paint gleaming in the late sun, wide verandas draped in flowering vines. If she closed her eyes, she could conjure the echo of laughter drifting from the porch, the sound of Tyler's footsteps on sun-warmed planks, the feeling of belonging so complete she'd once believed she'd never lose it. The ache that rose in her chest was old, worn smooth by years of regret and longing, but it still surprised her, as if a hidden bruise had been pressed unexpectedly. She gripped the wheel a little harder, weighing the urge to keep driving, to let herself be swallowed up by some new horizon and never look back. The possibility hovered, tantalizing and empty. There was nothing left for her out there that wasn't also waiting here, with all the mess and beauty and pain she'd left behind. The road curved sharply, and she let the car follow it, heart pounding, throat tight with a cocktail of dread and anticipation. Her phone vibrated insistently in the passenger seat, screen flashing with her agent's name. She let it ring, silencing it with a flick of her thumb, and reached for the radio instead. It felt like a sign when her old favorite song crackled through the speakers, the melody tumbling through her like the start of a memory she hadn't dared to revisit in years. She tapped the steering wheel, lost in the music, a bittersweet smile slipping onto her face. The summer she was 16, that song had been everywhere. On the dock with Tyler, on the porch with Willow and her mother, in the haze of those long golden nights when everything seemed possible and heartbreak was only a word you read in novels. She closed her eyes for just a moment, letting the nostalgia carry her back. It was dusk, and she was 13 again, barefoot in the grass, chasing after the first shy flicker of fireflies near the edge of the lake. Tyler ran ahead, laughing, cupping his hands around the air, and letting the insects crawl along his fingers before releasing them skyward. She remembered the sound of his laughter, pure and bright, the challenge in his eyes when he dared her to catch more than he could. She'd run until she was breathless, the world shrinking to the circle of their shared light. And when she'd finally managed to coax a single firefly into her palm, she'd closed her fingers gently and whispered a wish she never dared say aloud. Tyler had caught her eye, grinning, and for that moment, the world had been nothing but promise and possibility. A car honked behind her, and Ava jolted back to the present, realizing she'd been stopped at the intersection for too long. She offered an apologetic wave and pulled forward, the past receding, but not gone. The turn onto her parents' street felt like crossing some invisible threshold. The trees here older, the houses huddled close, porches lit against the encroaching dark. She could see her parents' house from the end of the block, porch light glowing like a beacon, the old flagstone path just as uneven as she remembered. Pulling up in front, Ava let the car idle, hands resting on the steering wheel, a heaviness pressing in on her chest. The house looked almost unchanged, shutters freshly painted, a new welcome mat at the door, flower boxes brimming with petunias. It was smaller than she remembered, but that was always the way of coming home. Everything contracting and expanding at once, nostalgia painted over.